This one's a good one for me.
Okay, cool. So we are playing this game. It's a deck of cards called the And Game. It's a couples edition. If you go to, let's see, it has this site on here, theskindeep.com/shop. This is 199 questions so that you could explore the relationships around you. And this is an episode of Mindful Love with Janie, the mindfulness coach, and Justin, the change artist. And as a couple, we got these so that every once in a while we could just like say, hey, you want to pull a card? It has some really cool rules to it. Like you need to sit across from one another and really like look into each other's eyes. You pick a handful of cards and you each have to answer the question that you chose. So I ended up drawing a card that falls under the sex category. So now we know there's little pictures at the top of the card, like these little icons, and it's two little people in bed. Oh my God, that's hilarious. There's some that have like a little sun. I want to go ahead and ask it. I told Justin, let's not do sex cards. But when we grabbed them, we had them face down. And so right now I flipped it over and I was going to read it in real time.
Okay.
And he realized, oh, this is a sex one. Let me give you a different one. Would you ever choose porn over me? Why or why not?
No, because it's just porn. And the porn I watch is, it's always things that either we've done or that we're going to do. You know, like they're not like big elaborate fantasies or like anything crazy.
And since you brought that up, your porn intake, because you go through periods of time without watching it, and that's like a big thing for like healthy brain, mm-hmm. healthy body, healthy relationship. So I just want you to give a little context mm-hmm. around porn really quick. Before I answer this question, well, I can answer right now, no, because I don't watch it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And what I love is that we don't even watch it together as a couple. Like in my last relationship, porn was such a, I feel, and this is my personal opinion, there was an addiction. A lot of people are addicted to different kinds of things, and porn is a big one for a lot of men, sadly. Yeah, I think, and as a couple, we would watch that. But I was like acquiescing and making myself, like there was something appealing about it to me. But I think I, because of my sex trauma that was unresolved and because of my codependency issues and my fawning issues, mm-hmm. I made his desires become my desires. So we would watch that together. And I think it's so refreshing. You and I have been together for 2 years and not once have we watched that together, nor have you asked me to. And mm-hmm. if it was something you wanted to do, I know you feel we can have safe conversations pretty much about anything.
I have asked you of the porn you've watched, what you're into, what you would prefer to watch if you did.
Yes.
But we had that talk.
Exactly.
But we've never sat down and be like, oh, look, babe, let's mm-hmm. use this to start us off or something.
Right. It's never exactly. been anything like that. Yeah. And I don't think it ever will be. I mean, I would rather it not. To be quite honest with you. And I can understand why maybe you still, you know, I guess dabble with it a little bit from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
But wouldn't you say your consumption or your intake is completely different compared to a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And why do you think that is? Like, why do you think it's important for you to keep an eye on that?
Well, I realized there was a... it was an unhealthy habit I developed to fill a void, you know? And so I just developed a healthier habit for a more desirable result. I just developed a healthier habit for a more desirable result, you know? And something, I remember waking up one day and there was a list of things I was working on, and one day they were all just checked because I woke up with this knowing on the inside that success didn't just happen to people. It really was a habit. And as someone as a veteran, it was always like, well, what's the plan? What do we got to do? And it's like, well, you just do this. And then I started everything that went into making the business work and this relationship work and life work and being happy, all of a sudden became nothing more than just habit and routine. It was like, well, I just have to do this. No, well, why would you want to? Well, you want to be happy. You lived enough life to know that you get served up what you put out there. So
you were picking healthier choices.
Yeah, and now, like, once once I woke up with that, and that just really sank in, everything became easier. And that was one of the things that really just slipped away.
Yeah. And you even noticed, too, you started to check in with your own self. Mm-hmm. And the times you were being drawn to it, and you were even finding sometimes it was just out of boredom,
mm-hmm.
like to fill space, it was like another type of distraction.
Yeah.
And that's really when you started to like put the kibosh on it.
Yep. Now I have a bunch of home gym equipment, whatever you want to call it, home workout equipment.
Yeah, it's like, oh, if I'm going to, you know, if you even start thinking about doing something like that, you're like, you know what, I'm going to go do some pull-ups. And do you notice that it does shift the energy within you, like, mm-hmm. does the desire like really go away?
Oh yeah, for sure. The energy changes. Sure, it goes from wanting to do that to wanting to create somehow. Like, I get all motivated. I want to cook. I want to go for a walk. I want to get things done. I want to record video for the business, for the website. I want to do other things.
Yeah, it's almost like you realize your sexual energy was your creative energy, and it was like a power source, and you're using it more deliberately, more conscientiously. It makes a big difference. Okay, well, I already answered it, like, because I don't watch it, so obviously I would pick you over that.
Where do you think I may fail you?
When you are lying to yourself about something.
Cool.
Like, if you're in denial about something within yourself, depending on what it is, it can bleed out into our relationship in some way. So I think just keeping it real with your own self, and then being comfortable enough to keep it real with me, I guess it just has to do with honesty. Just being real, real. And when you're not being real, real with yourself or me, it can cause some dissonance. I feel like you're doing a lot less of that though, which is really nice.
Cool.
Your vulnerability and humility and transparency is like leveling up, Biggie Styles.
Biggie Styles. That's the idea.
That's the idea, people. It's all about safe and real. That's the way you feel safe, is to be real. To be really honest. And that's how you build respect with one another. And that's intimacy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Trust and respect and compassion. Understanding, curiosity. Cool. All that yummy stuff. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so what about the other way around?
Mm.
We almost forgot that before we were about to wrap it up without putting me on the spot here.
Where do you think I feel like? And you're
yeah, where do you...
Hold on, I'm trying to think.
I know, but I want to read the question.
Okay, okay.
Where do you think I may fail you?
I'm ever asking you to do something that's not in integrity, like if I've been like a lot, like if I don't know. Oh, I know.
Okay.
here's one. I think you'll fail me in letting me surprise you with some things because you're so inquisitive and intuitive. So, and then
ruin surprises?
Yeah, if I'm ever fibbing, you usually start deciphering it real quick. I'm like, God, jeez, here's why I'm not being so forthcoming.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Okay. That's funny.
Want to do another one?
Sure, we'll do one more.
Start from this side. Ooh. Why? This is a loaded question. Why do you think your work is more important than mine?
Why do I think my work is more important than your work?
Yeah.
I don't think that it is.
Okay. Let's do another one.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I mean, you don't think so either, right? Okay.
Oh my God, we're not answering that.
I'm on a squeaky chair.
Oh, you know what? Here we go. This might be... Here. Are you okay with me sleeping with other people?
This is a paradoxical kind of answer. Oh, no, I don't. I like having a monogamous sexual relationship for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different reasons. So I would rather you not. If for some reason, though, because we are having a real relationship and it's not about ownership in this partnership, and because I do feel like we could tell each other anything, if that desire started to come forth within you, I think we would be able to have like a pretty deep, open conversation to figure out why. And see if it's something that needed to be pursued. And then we can like cross that bridge when we get there. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
Same thing. Go the same way. I would rather not. Like.
Yeah.
Like just being with you and having each other.
Yeah, I feel like we've had enough sex with other people and in our lives that there's something about mastering sexual monogamy and intimacy that just like really like turns us on and really gets us excited about.
Wow, I just saw the coolest eagle or a hawk just fly over.
Ooh.
Oh, and it was like, it was right here. It was very close.
Wow. You know what's funny is I saw the shadow of it, but I didn't know what it was. Man, that's awesome.
Let's do another one.
I missed it.
And then you can just cut.
Okay, well. We can maybe keep it. It's still not. Let's see how many minutes into this. Because we know people have a short attention span.
It could be a whole podcast. Here
we go. 11:57.
All these sex cards.
Okay.
How many people do you think I've slept with?
Let's not go in that. Let's not go that direction. But I know it's probably double digits, I'm guessing.
Describe specifically the moment that you realized you love me. You loved me.
When I spoke gibberish to you and you understood what I was saying and then you answered me back in gibberish. I knew it was the start of something special.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely sparked and made me feel something inside. There's a lot of little moments like that, but that's just sort of that general vibe or feel about things that would happen between us that, I don't know, just really touched me in a part of my, I don't know, my soul, my spirit, that I'm like, God, this guy, like, totally buzzes what I buzz. And then we discovered you had a bunch of layers of shit over that badass buzz, but you have peeled through the sediment and done your digging and excavation. Thank you very much for doing all of that, because I know it wasn't easy. We needed to let that little light shine even brighter, and needed to peel away some of those layers that were diminishing your awesomeness.
So the other way around, what was the question? Oh, describe specifically the moment I realized I loved you.
Yeah. Describe specifically the moment that you realized you loved me.
We were, I felt like we were being really open with each other, and not just about our past and how we got to where we were at, but about how we view the world and how what we're thinking when we're not talking, when we're talking to ourselves, you know. And we were in the car on the way to that veterans ball, whatever that was. And you were telling me, I had just finished singing Imagine Dragons, you're like, and you realized, wow, not only does he love karaoke, he loves this song, he's really feeling it. And you had just shared how the back of cars looks like faces. And I don't know what you saw in the back of the truck first. And then we saw a snake. And then we saw a dragon. And when we saw the dragon, it kind of happened together. It happened for both of us. And for me, that had capped off the day. Because we were getting ready to go to work, you know. So for me, that had capped off the play side of the day where it was like, where I started thinking like, wow, I think I'm in love with Janie Terrazas. I think I'm really feeling this woman. I think we could, everything I've seen and heard and everything up until this point is nothing like I've ever felt for anybody. Is this love?
Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling? Yeah. Is this love that I've been searching for?
It was like we spoke each other's language.
That's what I mean. We were speaking each other's language. And it was this sort of playful, childlike language that for me was alluring on so many levels. Mm-hmm. Especially coming off of the kind of relationship that I was coming out of, where it was so rigid. Mm-hmm. You know, it was this rigidity and this sort of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was great that
I get you.
That you could appreciate that side of me, and you, I could also see it reflected back, like, inside of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because there's, well, the same thing for me, except it, in terms of it being rigid, it was like we could only play within a certain context, within this context of suffering and scarcity. And I was tired of playing in the mud.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to play in the awesome
spring.
White sands.
Yeah, the white sands and the fountain of youth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much better.
And that's why we look so young.
If you stay playful and minimize stress as much as possible, rise above the craziness of life and just remember to breathe and not take things so seriously, I do think it helps maintain. Not I think, I know it maintains our health, that's for sure. And I think if we're healthier from the inside, it'll probably, it's not probably, here I go again, it's going to naturally show up on the outside. And I think you can look at people that are like in their 40s and lived a really hard life and are still really bitter and jaded, and then look at another 40-year-old that has learned how to turn their pain into purpose and is like, you know, experiencing life from a whole different perspective, and one's gonna look younger than the other. You know, it's not an accident. We age our own selves by how we think and act and feel and what we do and what we eat and who we hang out with. And you and I are doing our best to choose things that are healthy for us, that are gonna make our lives brighter, so that we can make other people's lives brighter too. Superheroes for love.